Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
All right, Colt Keith draws a walk. We're so distracted by ice cream right now. Okay, I got to try the Door County Cherry. Here you go.
Oh, right. That's amazing.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Level on the line with us this morning. Jeff, we were having a debate here. Roof open or closed today? Big Fish will give you the roof update coming up in the pregame show. What do you think?
I think that the roof will be closed today. Even though the weather's great, it is a little cooler than it was last night. So my guess is roof closed for today's game.
Boy, last night was gorgeous.
Oh, spectacular. You know, for that first day that the roof is open, it just feels different in the ballpark, right? And it had that feeling last night. The ball was popping out of the ballpark a little bit more. It was just a great night to be at American Family Field last night.
So Brewers go for a sweep this afternoon. That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you get a chance to sweep the team is amazing. It's gravy day, as Rock likes to call it, right? So you go for the gravy. You've already won the series. Now you go and get greedy and go for the gravy at the end of the day. So hopefully they can come away with it. They got a tough task. Framber Valdez is going today, tough lefty. But, I mean, the Brewers, they've got Quinn Priester going, hoping for a bounce-back outing for him. But a sweep would be really good, especially on the heels of losing two out of three against the Cubs. You could still have a 4-2 homestand and then go on the road to Tampa and Cleveland before you come back home again.
Fascinating comments by one of your colleagues, Josh Maurer, on the radio broadcast on Tuesday night. So Bowers hits that two-run jack and makes it 4-0 in the first inning. And seconds after he says that, or after that home run, Maurer says this to Lane.
Think about this. This is the third game in a row, Lane. The Brewers have had a massive two-out rally. Those are the kind of rallies that win games.
Yeah, and they win 4-3.
Four runs in the first inning and it held up. It doesn't happen very often, but I'm glad it held up last night. The Brewers have done such a good job of scoring with two outs in the last few ball games, and they can be backbreakers, right? You're a pitch away from getting out of an inning, and when you look at the starter from Houston last night, Hayden Wesneski, he's a pitch away from putting up a zero, and then he gives up the two-run double to Rhys Hoskins, and then the two-run homer to Bowers. He ends up throwing 40 pitches in the inning instead of being out of it 20 pitches deep. So they're just back-breaking type of plays. And for the Brewers, it held up last night with those four runs in the first inning. And you know what? Good for Josh. Josh is on it. He's got all those stats ready to go. And he had the 22 innings allowing just one run. Then it's the two-out runs that they're scoring. Josh has everything all squared away.
You would find it excruciating to watch a game with me, Levo.
Why?
Because I'm such a pessimist. Two outs would be like, well, there we go. Blew that one. That.
Change the channel.
There's one third of the outs left still in the inning. Watch a Seinfeld rerun, I guess. There's nothing to see here.
No. You know what, Vince? I would hold your hand through it. It would be okay. I mean, I've seen so much baseball in my life. I mean, this is my 19th year of professional baseball. I feel like I could handle watching a game with you. I could talk you down off the ledge. You'd be all right. You'd be all right.
Because you'd come up with some wicked stat just like that. Like, dude, X percentage of runs are actually scored with two outs, and this is a good team, and this is guy, and this here's the matchup. We actually like this and whatever, and you would talk me down. So, all right. I mean, if you're willing to do it, I'd be happy to join you, but I don't want to put you through it.
You know what, Vince? No, Vince, once I get back on the radio side next month, you can come into the booth, and you can sit between me and Lane for a game, and we'll see how you do. How about that? I mean, that is an open offer for you.
Okay, that's amazing, but don't put me on the broadcast. Like, nobody needs to hear that.
No. You could just sit down there in the front row. You can sit with us in the front row, and then we'll see how you react to different things. There's no cheering in the booth.
Right.
You can silently cheer, but we'll have some fun with you. Does that sound like a deal?
Deal.
Oh, wait, now I should complain about something.
You don't get to come?
You know what? I really like it when there's one out.
All right, Eric, you are also invited to the booth.
Hey, Jeff.
You guys.
Pancake never watches the games. He already thinks we're going to lose.
Hey, so some business. We heard that, obviously, Contreras, who had a dynamite throw out in the eighth inning of the game to get Jose Altuve, who's trying to stretch one there because of a ball that kicked away at a, on a pitch. How's he doing? We heard that x-rays on a finger maybe today.
Yeah, I mean, he's been dealing with this for the last 2 years. There's so many foul balls that hit him in the middle finger on his catching hand last year. I actually was looking at one of his gloves. He's getting a new glove broken in by the bullpen catcher Christian Correa that has a special metal plate. It's not metal plate, but it's enforced doubly up at the top of the webbing of the catcher's mitt, so that those foul balls don't affect him anymore. But that glove is not quite ready yet. But apparently he got a shot off of his finger, and he's playing with a small fracture in his finger. He did that for much of the year last year, too. But if you watch him swing, you can tell that there's not a lot of pressure on that left hand, which is the bottom hand. So maybe that explains a drop in power for him. He hasn't had an extra base hit since the series in Arizona. Maybe that explains some of it, but at the same time, he's gotten through it, and give him a lot of credit for staying in there every day.
Man, my grandfather was an old catcher. He played in the minor leagues and then played Industrial League for Fall Corporation for a million years, right? And Jeff, his left hand was twice the size of his right when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You could look.
Serious palms, man. Yeah. Serious palms.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. It's afternoon baseball. It's a 12-10 first pitch today against the Astros, going for the sweep. Thanks, Level.
See you, buddy.
You got it, guys. Talk to you next week.